Welcome back to another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan. We cover what you need in order to survive and go through the best methods of fitness training so you can escape any dangerous situation. Subscribe to the channel now and enable notifications so you never miss out on any of our latest episodes as soon as they're uploaded.
Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan Daily Rant. I'm your host, Sam Fury, and today we're going to discuss how to escape when you fall into ice water. And there's a story of this, I think it was like 13 or 12 or something, 18 years old. No, not 18 years old, 13 or 12, like 8th grade. And he fell into ice water, and he survived. He was under there for like 15 minutes, and he survived. So, but you don't, the key is to get out as fast as possible. You don't want to wait 15 minutes, right? I think maybe the core, this is my theory, is that it was so cold that like, what do they call it? Put him into shock and his body like was preserved somehow. I don't know. And then they rescued him. Or maybe he just knew what he was doing. Not knew what he was doing, but he was just lucky. I don't know. Anyway, this is how to get out of it, like the best way. So you don't die, right? Because I think if you fall into ice water, you will go into shock pretty quickly. You'll get hypothermia. You'll freeze. You'll die. And you'll drown or whatever. So how to escape when you fall into ice water? The first thing is to try to keep calm. I know that's like going to be pretty hard, and control your breathing, right? So don't like take super deep breaths, but like don't hyperventilate, right? Just try to control it normally. Maybe taking a couple of deep breaths to begin with will stabilize you a little bit more, or make you a bit calmer, and then you can attempt to get out. So that's the first step, is to control your breathing. And the next step is to go back towards the way you came, right? Because the theory is that you, as you were walking or wherever you were going on the ice, that was holding your weight, right? And then you fell into the thing. What's ahead of you, you don't know. It could be, you could break that more. It could be thinner, right? So you go back to where you know that it could hold your weight. Now, of course, there's the chance that you putting the weight on the first time weakened it a bit, but still it's a better bet. It's a safer bet than going forward or in a different direction. So go back the way you came, right? So then you grab, and then the third step is to hold and kick. So you go back the way you came, and then you grab onto the ledge of the ice water, and put your chest up as high as possible and kick, 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 until you can get out, right? And you pull yourself out. And that's basically it, right? I think once you're out, though, you need to distribute your weight evenly, right? Because it's when you're standing, you put all your weight on one point, it makes it heavier, right? So try to just lie down and then like kind of roll out if you can and distribute your weight. And then, but you're not out of the water yet, right? I mean, you're out of the water, but you're not out of the deep water. You're not full safe yet. You've got to make sure you stay alive. You've got to treat yourself for hypothermia, get yourself to a hospital, and let them help you out as soon as possible, right? And of course, obviously the best thing is prevention, right? Don't go into ice water. Sometimes, I guess, in your, wherever you are, you're living or whatever, might be impossible not to avoid that, but whatever, you just do the best you can, right, to not get into that situation. That's pretty much it. If you want to learn more about how to survive these kind of things, I think it's the Disaster Survival Handbook, www.survivalfitnessplan.com/disaster-survival-handbook. Go check that out. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and I'll see you again.
If you enjoyed this episode and found it useful, remember to like it and comment. Also, don't forget to subscribe and turn on notifications so you never miss out on our future uploads. Thanks for tuning in, and see you again soon in the next episode.